Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, I am hesitant to bring this up and smack talk Grayson Mann for this right now because it's, you know, basically a tallest midget competition. But Grayson, I'm looking down the list of the wire-to-wire upset picks challenges presented by Ingles Markets, and I don't see your name on the list anywhere. What's going on?
I have no comment.
Just here so I don't get fined.
Those standings are out, by the way, Tolos. You can go find them on our Facebook and our Twitter page.
Don't feel bad. We all suck.
Grayson,
the season's not over yet. I got them right where y'all want. I got them right where you want.
Hey, that phrase right there could encapsulate our entire 12, 15 minutes that we're going to spend together today, Grayson. 2 weeks ago, when I was still here before I went on vacation, I asked you if Clemson was heading into the most needed bye week of the season for any team. And well, clearly it worked. What do you know that went on in that bye week that led to the decisions of getting creative, going trick play on the first play from scrimmage, and, you know, kind of just changed the way this entire offense looked?
Yeah, this offense looked different on Saturday. I think that two things can be true at once with Saturday's result in Chapel Hill is that the coach and the roster on the other side and Bill Belichick in North Carolina, they might be the worst team in Power Four. That place is a mess. The things that we heard in the press box about the way things are being operated is a mess. I think that also Clemson did a lot of soul searching. And I think one of the more important things that I think is being brought up but not enough is the idea of Tom Allen on the sideline and bringing some extra juice to Saturday. The game was already over by halftime, and so you start to try to observe different things, collect different information. And there was a sequence, Clemson's up 35-3, and North Carolina's driving with the backups. And I see Tom Allen, and he's treating this third down like it's the Super Bowl. Like, if this team doesn't get this conversion, Clemson's confetti's falling down the field, they're hoisting a trophy, they get a stop, and Tom Allen just starts going nuts and going bananas, and the players responded to that. And so there was this added juice and energy. So yes, Clemson's season is a little different now, but with the way they responded, I don't care who's on the other sideline. I think that you can only dictate your own emotions heading into that game. And so things felt a little different from that standpoint. And yes, you're not going to give Clemson a ton of credit for beating North Carolina and a bad football team, but sometimes you just got to start somewhere. And that was in Chapel Hill.
Grayson, I'll go there since you brought up Tom Allen on the sideline. I correct me if I'm wrong here. I thought I remembered preseason or maybe after the first game, Dabo Swinney being asked about Tom Allen, and Dabo with a very kind of candid answer of, it doesn't matter to me where he is, something like that, to that effect. Why, if a Clemson fan out there is wondering or asking the question, why did it take this long for Tom Allen to realize that maybe he does coach better on the sideline?
it might have been an energy thing, as we've alluded to. It might have just been something that in this situation, you're 1-3. Heck, might as well try something new, sure. Right? And see if you can get something rolling. Anything at this point would be taken for Clemson in that situation. And Sweeney told us last night on Sunday that, shoot, wherever Tom Allen wants to be, Tom Allen will be. But at this point, it sounds like he's on the sideline to stay unless Allen decides to head back up. But I do think his presence was much needed for a defense that's lacked that juice and that spark that you'd expect. I mean, Avion Terrell is someone that last year you'd watch him for every play just to see if he'd talk some smack. Even when the play might not have gone his way, he let you know he was there. And we didn't really see that much in September. So to see this group just have a little bit more pep in its step, regardless of its record, I think is a positive step forward.
Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com joins us here on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryce. And, you know, Grayson, with Adam Randall, it kind of feels like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. At least that's how it looks to me. But it's that situation where the square peg is actually small enough to go through that round hole. Eight carries, 30 yards, four receptions, 73 yards. A 3.8-yard average versus an 18.3-yard average. Like, yeah, it's working, but is it doing everything that it could possibly do? Does it feel like Adam Randall's skill set as a wide receiver might be pulling it back in a use case that aligns more with being a wide receiver? Or do you think Dabo's going to, you know, be stubborn and run Adam Randall as a true running back all season long?
Well, it's fascinating. I read something today that Clemson's running back, Adam Randall, is the only player to have five touchdowns in his first five games since Travis Etienne in 2018. Huh. So there's a little stat for you on the success that he's had. I love the analogy, by the way, a square peg into a round hole, just given the circumstances. Now, does Randall hit the hole as strong as a running back probably should? The timing still feels a little off there with the offensive line. There may be a yard or two ahead, and Randall's still kind of figuring it out, the patience and when to attack certain gaps. That's certainly all there. There is an asset of having him in the backfield be a passing option, and we saw that on Saturday. There was that great design for Clemson to go up 28-3. Randall kind of just slips out of the backfield and catches them off guard. Now, that first touchdown, I just chalk up to poor effort on North Carolina's end. I mean, that last defender, the last line of defense to keep the Tar Heels from going down 11, just kind of put a hand out there, and folks in the press box were laughing. Even on the North Carolina side, just sort of the standard and expectation that's been set there through five games in the Belichick era. Mm. But I think that you saw a little bit more of Ezzie Amume and Davidson, but to be fair, guys, I don't really feel like I've seen enough from those two, even in the extended role on Saturday, to justify extra playing time. It feels like Davidson, he's fast, he's athletic, he's got the tools that you want, but he's not utilizing them in the right way just yet. I think he'll be fine, but as of right now, I think I'd be more comfortable with Adam Randall in the backfield.
So, Grayson, to kind of piggyback off of that and tell me if I'm way off, a little off, or what your thoughts are, is it safe to say that Dabo Swinney and Clemson just completely whiffed this year on the running back room position?
I think it's still early, and obviously what our standard was for success this year, and obviously that's changed in the last 5 weeks, but going into the year, I felt like it would be a success, and now this is just kind of the standard and the bar that's been set, so you're free to argue if this is still not acceptable. Mm. But Clemson just had to be adequate before 2025. It started, you felt like if they could just get something going, as compared to Phil Moffa in the backfield last year with a bum shoulder who couldn't run at all.
Yeah.
Felt like anything beyond that would be an improvement. So I think it's too early at this point, because I do believe we'll see Davidson more down the road. They have to. They got to find a way to he's going to be that feature back next year, barring some move in the transfer portal, because there's no running back coming into campus in the recruiting class. So there is a certain need right there, and I think you're going to want to see more of him pretty soon.
Well, Grayson, I feel like I owe you an apology, because I was, you know, beating that drum about benching Cade Klubnik and moving on to Christopher Vezina. But in what we saw, Christopher Vezina's time with the ones, he's not there. And you've said it over and over and over again that Christopher Vezina is not there. And it's not like they trotted him out there with the twos and threes, and then you say, okay, well, the backup wide receiver's dropping the ball, and that's why things aren't as crisp and clean. No, he was out there with the ones and didn't look particularly great. In your mind, and I know this is way too early, right? But to that point you just said about getting possibly a running back out of the transfer portal next season, does it make you say maybe Dabo needs to think about getting a quarterback out of the portal as well? Because we've seen a lot of transfer quarterbacks play really well this season for other teams.
Oh, yeah, the transfer portal quarterback farm. The soil is rich there, as Sweeney had sort of used the soil analogy before the North Carolina week. It's fascinating because I think a lot of things can be true at once, Diesel, is I'm not ready just yet to say, my opinion is that Clemson needs to go to the portal regardless. Now, whether or that level of quarterback is a starter or a guy that comes in to compete for that starting job is going to be a different tenor. I like to see Vezina a little bit more. I think Clemson will have an opportunity against a pretty bad Boston College team in Chestnut Hill to maybe throw him out there for another quarter. And I don't think it'll be as easy to get to that as it was against North Carolina. But you're right. On Saturday with the ones, you sort of got that public answer to why Klubnik wasn't suddenly sitting on the bench after a couple poor performances in 2025. It's not quite there. And there were a couple moments, too, that I felt were important. It was the command of the offense where he's seeing something maybe a little too late. Sweeney's having to take a timeout, sort of that adjudication of how he's going to see the defense, how he's going to read things, what are his checks at the line. Everything felt a step off. And to Klubnik's credit, there are a lot of times where he's in command, he's making checks. Sometimes it's not working out after post-snap, but it feels like pre-snap, he knows what he wants, he knows what he's seeing, and he's in command of the offense. Getting the huddle, those small things are really important sometimes, and those are sort of things you're watching for with Vezina in those situations. You got to evaluate everything at this point. And so Vezina wasn't great on Saturday, but I think if we could see him one more time, or a few more times rather, because I think you're going to guaranteed at least see him against Furman, barring some complete and total disaster, Clemson would like to see him another time or two.
You got me choked up there, Grayson. Let me ask you this question. The conversation we started the show with when you talk about how Clemson fans now view this team, do you feel like Clemson fans' thoughts, views, opinions should change much based on what they saw Saturday?
I don't, because the team on the other sideline is my expectation heading into Saturday was it would be a massive disappointment if what we saw on Saturday didn't happen. Is that that's a North Carolina team going into the season. They were already at a talent deficiency, but it looks like a group that's checked out. And when your stands are empty by the second quarter, it's a reflection of the tenor around the program. And so for Clemson, look, this isn't a great Clemson team. They're probably a little bit better than the doomsday scenario we all concocted during the open date, but that's exactly what should have happened. There's a talent deficiency. Clemson had an energy juice. They had a little bit of a bump off the bye. Dabo wasn't in Nantucket. His significant other. So there's that. There's a positive right there to take. But overall, it doesn't really change my opinion. Now, if they go to Boston College and blow out another poor football team, I'd be inclined to say that things are moving in the right direction. But am I ready to call them a good football team? Probably not. I'd like to see them beat an SMU or a Florida State. They got Duke. No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
November 1st, I think that's a great litmus test. Darian Mentz is playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
Talking to Grayson Mann of Tiger Net, and if you're watching on the stream, you can tell, obviously, plastered right there on his forehead. He's a hardcore Patriots fan, and I know your team looked good, got that win yesterday, but yeah. Let's talk about your old coach, Bill Belichick, who's struggling at North Carolina. His deal's for five, so he's got 4.5 left. I mean, does your heart tell you that he even serves out 5 years at North Carolina?
I think my heart, my mind, my soul are telling me this is not going to last long in Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. It just feels like maybe another year where you could maybe convince the brass at the Board of Trustees that he was a little bit late because they hired him later in that transfer portal cycle, so they're digging at the bottom of the barrel. And they've recruited well, to Belichick's credit. A lot of four-star talent, according to various recruiting outlets. So maybe there's that you can fool yourself into thinking, man, Belichick maybe could win 7 or 8 games next year, and that'd be great for North Carolina instead of maybe 3 or 4 this year. So I don't know. I don't see this lasting very long, and the more it does, the worse it gets for his legacy, man. It was a stain. I was listening to stuff this morning, and they were talking about Belichick banning the UNC social media team from posting Drake May highlights after the win last night. Just the ultimate level of pettiness. It's after a blowout against Clemson, which has won one game prior to that game. That's probably not the priority folks up there should be taking.
Is that real, Grayson, banning them from Drake May highlights?
That's what I read. I'm not in the building. So
that's the second thing he's banned this year?
Yeah, I think so.
It was Ross Martin who covers, I think he's a 247 CBS guy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
A pretty reliable source up there in Chapel Hill.
It's weird. I think that's the best way to put it. Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com. We'll go there since Diesel brought it up. Your New England Patriots last night over the Buffalo Bills, who I predicted to win the Super Bowl back before the season started. Is it a blip on the radar? I mean, you're a fan, so you're going to be as extremist as possible as you. Oh, I didn't even see that. I was looking away.
Yeah, I had it ready.
Look at
I
that,
was hoping
man.
You'd ask.
Look
I'm
at
so
that.
Glad you asked.
Is Drake May all of a sudden him?
He was before.
Excuse me.
This is just the national coming out party.
Gotcha. The TV was on, right?
The TV was on. It was one of those moments where I didn't expect them to win. I wanted them to be an annoyance last night.
Yeah.
And Drake May made some big boy throws. That one where he's being dragged down by a 320-pound defensive tackle and finds a way to find Diggs for a 12-yard completion. That's elite-level stuff, guys. That's a quarterback that's a budding star. And I'm excited, man. It's tough not to be.
Now that they got Belichick, to Diesel's point, out of there, they're starting the win game. I mean, is it wrong to say that?
That's true.
That looks too far-fetched right now, does it?
There's always going to be that debate, right?
Did you see, by the way, Diesel, going back to the getting rid of the old coach, you see what Theo Vaughn said on game day with Nick Saban sitting right? Did you see that, Grayson?
No. We were heading to – I think we were either in the press box at that point, so I've not listened to much college game day this year.
So it was Vandy, Alabama pick, right? And it was time for Theo Vaughn, the comedian, to pick Vanderbilt versus Alabama. Mind you, Diesel and Grayson, Nick Saban sitting to his right.
Yeah.
The Theo Vaughn's right. And Theo Vaughn says he's going with Bama because now Kalen DeBoer has his players and not the old coach's players.
Woo,
maybe the
bold.
Funniest, and it turned out to be turned out to be right on that.
So. I mean, is it a fair statement? Probably not the one you make in front of Nick Saban.
Sitting right beside the GOAT, right? But it was pretty comical.
I mean, what we talk about buy-in all the time, right? I mean, those previous players bought into Nick Saban, and I'm sure some of them were like texting Nick Saban saying, hey, coach, what would you do in this situation? That tells me they're not bought into Kalen DeBoer. Speaking of that buy-in there, Grayson, you know, you said earlier Tom Allen treating a third down that was inconsequential, didn't matter. Like, this is the game winner. What do you need to see or what have you seen so far that tells you that level of buy-in and lock-in is going to transfer up to Chestnut Hill?
I think it's a 1-3 team, and that team could have easily checked out. The season's over. You've had some time to sort of accept it. If you went through the five stages of grief, they were in the acceptance stage of this is no longer a national championship kind of season. They're not playing in the college football playoff unless the entire world falls apart. I'm not even going to try to throw that scenario out there or wish cast that. It's going to be a team that probably goes, I'm not even going to on the record side of it, but it was a group that necessarily they rose to the occasion. Instead of a disastrous 1-4 start against the worst team in the Power Four, Clemson went out and owned it. Trick plays from the jump, tackling was much better. There was an energy and enthusiasm. I think I put out on Twitter that Clemson was up 35-3, but you wouldn't know it based on how people were operating on the sideline. They're treating it like it was a Super Bowl, and everything was on the line. So I was impressed with that. And regardless of if you're playing North Carolina, you're playing the JV squad down the road, the energy was certainly there. And I think that's going to be able to translate with this team on a weekly basis and maybe provide some juice that they desperately missed in September.
Well, Grayson, with all due respect to South Carolina, let's keep it here in the ACC with Duke being a surprise, really good team, with Florida State and Louisville still on the schedule. In your mind, right now, top of your head, what's Clemson's record against those three opponents?
Well, you're going to get a few of those at home, which is, I guess, depending on who you ask, potentially a help, but Clemson's sort of struggled at home recently. So there's that. Right now, my gut tells me maybe 1-2 or 2-1. I don't see a 3-0 finish there. Duke and Darian Mensah are going to do great things. That offense is synced up, dialed in. Obviously, their defense has left a little bit on the plate, a little meat on the bone. But overall, I think in a quarterback battle, you're going to take Mensah over Klubnik. Florida State obviously has gotten their teeth kicked in a couple times in the last several weeks. Virginia, I think we discovered, is a much better football team. So you got to give them credit there than we expected. And obviously, Miami is one of the national championship contenders. But I still think Florida State's a better football team than Clemson. SMU is very much underwhelmed, and I think that's probably the spot Clemson wins in that situation. But overall, I think I just need to see more before I'm confident to pick a Clemson team over Duke or Florida State at this point.
Grayson, my last question. I asked you this last week, and I might do it every week now. Who is the best team in the ACC?
It's Miami. They continuously prove to be the best team. No letdown spot. Dominate the line of scrimmage. Florida State had a little bit of life at the end of it, but it really did feel like Crystal Ball wasn't playing with his food, and Miami's schedule from here on out gets tremendously easier, and they should be in Charlotte without a doubt.
I think you're right. I think you're right on that, Grayson. As always, man, we appreciate the heck out of you, and we'll do it again next Monday.
I like your Cowboys tee here. It's
you like
pretty
it?
Sick.
Are you
after a nice win?
Everybody's happy. The Panthers won. Diesel's happy. You're happy. The Patriots won. My Cowboys won. Even though we beat the deaf and blind New York Jets, it doesn't matter. You're right.
A win's a win.
A win's a win. And we're going to win next.
Apologize.
Hey, now
Never
I will apologize. Say, Grayson, next Monday, fair warning, one of us is going to be unhappy. Diesel's Panthers.
Okay. Cole, I will never celebrate a win over a team whose quarterback has to have someone else tie his shoes for him.
Bryce?
No, Tua. His brain has been scrambled
so many times. That's fair.
I'm not sure he doesn't use Velcro shoes.
That's
he can't
fair.
Tie
but next week, Grayson, Sunday, Dallas is in Charlotte. So either I'm going to be just upset, or Diesel's going to be upset. He had to wear a star on his forehead last year. We did it. Yeah, we had a bet, and it didn't turn out well for him. So we may see you Monday. We may not. We may not send you a link if Diesel's not feeling up for it.
You know, the Diesel's got Bryce Young, though, so the possibilities are endless.
Both ways, right?
That's true. Could see eight sacks, three interceptions, two fumbles.
God.
Who knows?
The Bryce
Young. You got Rico Dowdle.
Here we go. Rico talk. Rico trash talk.
The backups
now.
Are coming.
Also,
here we
Eric
go.
Collins call more NFL games. That was awesome.
Wasn't that? I played some audio from that earlier in the show, man. He was a little bit excited, right? A little bit of excitement.
Oh, yeah.
Grayson,
oh, yeah.
You making the trip to Boston?
Absolutely. I'm actually doing two trips to Boston this month. I'm going later during the second open date to see the Patriots play the Browns in Gillette Stadium.
Wow.
So I'm excited about that.
Man, when you work for TigerNet, you have bukus of money. That's Grayson, man, TigerNet.com. Appreciate you, man.
You're crazy, man.
See you, man. See you next week. Grayson Mann. Always a pleasure. You heard him right here on The Fan Upstate. I have to ask the question, Diesel, coming up in the next segment. It's the question a lot of football fans didn't expect to be hearing, but we've got to talk about it. We've got to discuss it. What the heck are we talking about? We'll tell you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.